flexibility, is that maybe affected by their ability to go into a no huddle and kind of trap you in a certain, who you have on the field at the time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they can always go into a no huddle. I feel very good about what our guys can do, from our defensive tackles to our defensive ends. You know, people talk about our defensive ends, but our defensive tackles are pretty flexible and good too. So it allows me to do some things with those guys that I normally wouldn't have done too.
So all the injuries early in the season, did you saw it more as an opportunity?
I'm sorry?
All the early season injuries or off-season injuries, you saw that more as an opportunity to figure out some things, or was that was a bad thing?
Yeah, it was a bad thing for us defensively. What it allowed us to do, though, is we put young players on the field that normally wouldn't have played. You know, a Jaquan Williams went on the field and played a significant amount of time. Greg Jones went on the field and played a significant amount of time. Spencer Paysinger, he went and played. And so what it did, it gave guys some experience that normally wouldn't have gotten that experience. And we were able to win some games, and then we lost some games. But what we did was we found out who we were in the end, you know, when it all came down to it, when our guys got healthy.
How much of it is defensive coaching? I mean, how much of it was you and the other guys figuring out a way to kind of make that work?
It was all of us trying to figure out a way to make that work throughout the entire season. You know, that was just an ongoing process. And the thing about it, each week someone else went down, so we were never able to develop consistency, you know, during that stretch.
Getting back to the no huddle for a second. What kind of challenge are they? Because they seem to get in a very good rhythm when they can control the no huddle. And you've seen it before, so how does that help you?
Well, we're battle tested as far as the no huddle is concerned, because we faced that during the first 6-8 weeks of the football season. It does present a challenge for us, you know, because they have a very fast up-tempo, and then they can slow it down also. So they try to dictate the pace of the game. And we just can't let that bother us. You know, we have to still dictate the pace of the game based upon what we do, not what they do.